This is Les filling in for Bruce Van Dyke, having fun here on the morning show on WEOL. So, dog bites, in other words, dogs attacking postal workers. Is that a myth? Is it true? And if it is true, what can we do to prevent this from happening? On the line, we have Mr. Chris Johnson. He's with the U.S. Post Office. He's the Program Manager of Safety Awareness. Chris, good morning. Welcome to WEOL's Morning Show. Good to have you on.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Oh, so that's my first question. Is are dog attacks on postal workers as prevalent as popular culture states?
Yes, they are. Actually, we have like 15 dog bites a day last year.
No kidding, like all across the country?
All across the country, yes.
My goodness. So I understand that there's some technology that can help prevent this kind of thing from happening. What are some of those technologies?
Oh, yes. One of them is informed delivery, where a customer can go on USPS.com and sign up to know what type of mail or bills or packages are coming to your house every day. The other is the scanners that we have. We have a delivery scanner that we can put the address in to your house if you have a dog, and it'll alert me before I get to your home.
No kidding. I mean, what are some of the most common reasons why these dogs do attack? Because, you know, I mean, mistakes can happen. Sometimes fences can be left, you know, unguarded or unlocked. But what are some of the more common reasons?
Well, dogs act instinctively. You know, you're on my property. Who are you? You're coming up to my house. One of the other things is kids are out of school. Say you're coming up and you're getting close to their children. You know, so they're going to protect them. So it just varies on what their reason is. Maybe they just don't like your looks that day.
But is it fairly common where the dog is just simply going to be unattended in the yard? I mean, I would think a dog owner would want to contain the dog.
Yes, and we ask them to contain the dog. That's why we like informed delivery, so you know if you're receiving packages, or if you know that your carrier is coming by at, say, 2 o'clock every day, put your dog in a house or ensure that it's, you know, behind the fence. We ask you to do those types of things because we had 5,803 dog bites last year alone.
Wow. We're talking to Chris Johnson this morning. She's with the U.S. Postal Service. She is in charge of safety awareness there. Tell us a little bit more about this informed delivery. Up until this morning, I'd never heard about it, but I guess you can get an email every morning and you can see the things that are actually coming to your house. Tell us about this a little bit.
Absolutely. Go on USPS.com, look for informed delivery. Last time I remember seeing it was at the bottom. You'll fill it out. It'll ask you a few questions. And then every morning I get my alert on my phone at like 8:15 in the morning. Tells me what mail I'm getting and what parcels I'm getting that day.
So what are some of the advantages of this, other than the fact that, okay, postal carrier's coming at this time, let's make sure the dog is contained at this time. What are some of the other advantages?
The other advantage is I know what I'm getting in the mail. Maybe I'm looking for something and my mail doesn't come till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I need to know if I have it. I'll see it first thing in the morning. Oh, it's in the mail. Good. I'll get it today.
How about if you have a roommate and you're expecting something pretty important and the roommate says, I don't know. I never saw it. That would be your opportunity to say, yeah, you did, because according to informed delivery, it's right there. How about that?
Yes, you could do that too.
You got it. Is this available everywhere? Because my understanding is it's not available everywhere yet.
Yes, it is. It's available because we run the mail through our machines and we track it. So it's available all over the country.
Well, that's wonderful. And it's called Informed Delivery. And if you go to USPS.com, it'll be there maybe towards the bottom. You can sign up for this. And every morning you get an email that tells you what you're going to get.
Absolutely.
While I've got you on the line. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's all right.
While
I've got
you
on
the line, one of the things that I've always wondered in the last couple years is, with more and more communication being electronic, what is the future of the Postal Service? How are you guys going to compensate for more and more electronic communications?
Well, that's one of the things we're using with our scanners, because our scanners, they tell us where there there's a dog at. They'll tell us if we have an upcoming parcel. So our scanners are our technology of the future. So we will be moving forward with our scanners.
What I meant was I should have been more specific. You know, the need for the Postal Service.
Oh, okay.
With more and more communication being electronic, bills are more electronic now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how are you guys going to compensate for that?
Parcels are just, flash packages are keeping us very, very busy. They are just up over the top right now. So I don't see any issues with the mail dropping off, but we have plenty of parcels to keep us busy.
In other words, maybe the communications are less, but with more and more people shopping online, well, maybe less letters, maybe less bills, but a lot more packages.
Absolutely. Packages galore.
Sounds like a plan. Tell us a little bit more where we could find out more information about keeping our postal carriers safe from dogs, because that is an important issue.
Yes, we ask the homeowner to keep their dogs either in the home or behind a fence. If you have an issue and you want your dog out in the yard, you can always put your mailbox on the outside of the fence so we could just come by and safely deliver the mail and walk on down the street. We ask the homeowners to, if they have a package and they're going to open up the door, to secure the dog first before they open a door for us. Even though we are no longer requesting signatures on our scanners, we still have to ask you what your name is and put it in the scanner.
Now, are you guys allowed to say, hey, your dog attacked our postal carrier, therefore we will not bring the mail to your home anymore until you do XYZ?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If a carrier feels unsafe or a dog is threatening to where they cannot deliver the mail, they will just stop right then and go. And then the owner of the home will have to call the supervisor at their local post office to see why their mail was not delivered. Well, and they'll go by the post office and pick it up, and we'll tell them what we need.
Keep the dog safe. Where can we go to find more information?
You can go to USPS.com. And we'll have a link on there for our dog bite.
All right, Chris. Thank you very much. Chris Johnson, United States Postal Service Program Manager of Safety Awareness. Thank you.